and windy and everything that flies. It's all about the race and it's everything we know. Full down throttle, welcome to the show. Speedway Report is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. A rainy day in Brazil brings out some outstanding Formula One driving. Phoenix sets the NASCAR championship table, and the NHRA concludes the season at Pomona and toasts the divisional crowns. All this and more. Welcome to Speedway Report for Monday, November 14th, 2016, from the shores of Lake Norman and Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. I'm Patrick Reynolds, and thank you for joining us tonight. From the North Myrtle Beach ZRN Studios, producer Jeff Gilder is with us, and all of us here at Speedway Report are eagerly awaiting the 2020 presidential campaign cycle, which should begin any moment now. 3, 2, 1, just kidding. None of that here tonight, just motorsports. We welcome everyone joining us on Racers Reunion Radio. Thank you for tuning in and listening tonight. And hello to all the viewing us on Speedway Report TV right here. You're at SpeedwayReport.com. If you'd like to, you're listening on the radio and like to watch us on TV, head on over several ways. SpeedwayReport.com. Go to the top ribbon, and there is a TV button there. Click on that, and we're catching you right here on this camera. Also, we're saying hello to everyone on the Racers Reunion Stock Car homepage. We are live for you right now. We are also streaming on Facebook Live. That's you guys right over here. Camera to my left. Head on over to our show page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, which on Facebook. We are live right here. Thank you for joining us. And let's say hello to our folks in the chat room. Let me pull that sucker up here. Let's go. The Stock Car Room. Yes, got a good crowd there tonight. Danny Whitener is with us. Guy is with us. Jack Johnson, we're talking about him a little earlier. John Larry Lee, Stars Radio, still with us. And the legend, Tim Leeming, is signed in tonight. Good to have all you with us, fellas. Over on the drag racing site, Barb, hello to you over there, along with Jack, John, and Thomas, all checking in with us. They're getting ready for racing and rocking, which starts at the top of the hour. Head on over to Racers Reunion Radio, those listening on the radio. To carry over at the 8 o'clock hour with the programming there. Also want to say, very tip of the hat, try to do this every so often, our good friend Leo, listening to us down in Brazil, tunes into Racers Reunion and Speedway Report a lot, and is a good fan and a good audience member for our network here all the way from South America. And Leo, if you are listening either live or on the podcast, I did get your message on Twitter and did respond to you. Leo talked a little bit about racing, had some very kind words to say about our program here, Speedway Report, as well as our network Racers Reunion. And being an outsider, he asked about American politics and the presidential election last week. Yes, I have thoughts. Yes, I have opinions, but I don't host a political talk show on that. So, Leo, I did respond to you as far as your political questions and things of that nature. Yes, I did share my opinion. Check your inbox, my friend. My message is there. And so welcome all of you to the fastest half hour in racing with Speedway Report. We're at SpeedwayReport.com, Racers Reunion, and Facebook Live. And also you guys over here, if you're on our Facebook page watching us live, the Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, give the page a like. We'd like that. It'd be cool to have a little bit more connected with us there. And let's complete our social media sweep. I am on Twitter at Speedway Pat is my handle. The handle for the show itself is at Speedway Report. So catch us wherever we are in the world, the World Wide Web. We have a connection for you. Let's go over our Speedway Report victory lane lap and tell you who won what over this November weekend. I'm looking at the calendar over here. Yeah, we're digging hard through November. Still had a bunch of racing over the weekend. Let us begin by heading out west to the desert. The Sprint Cup Tour spent the weekend in Phoenix, Arizona. Joey Logano won the Can-Am 500. He, along with, what do we got, Carl Edwards, Jimmy Johnson, and Kyle Busch, advanced to the Championship Four this weekend in Miami. The four eliminated were Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin, Kurt Busch, and Matt Kenseth. The Xfinity Tour raced Saturday night at Phoenix. Kyle Busch won the race there. Their championship four were also decided heading to Miami. Justin Allgaier, Eric Jones, Daniel Suarez, and Elliott Sadler. Now, Elliott Sadler has the big uphill battle this week in Homestead. He will be without his crew chief for Miami because of loose and missing lug nuts at the end of the Phoenix race. Now, per the rule book, there is a $10,000 fine and a crew chief suspension. They will have a fill-in crew chief as they try to win the championship down in Miami. The truck race Friday night was won by Daniel Suarez. Your championship four in the trucks going to Miami: Christopher Bell, Timothy Peters, Matt Crafton, and Johnny Sauter. Heading on down south, like we talked about Leo a little while ago, way down south to Brazil. The Formula One Tour raced there yesterday afternoon. Lewis Hamilton won over his Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg and Red Bull's Max Verstappen. We've got a lot more to talk about that race very shortly. NHRA finished up their season in Pomona, California with the Auto Club Finals. The Top Fuel Ladder was won by Doug Coletta. Your champ for 2017 is Antron Brown. In Funny Car, your winner was Tommy Johnson Jr. Funny Car champ for the year, Ron Capps. I read this was the first title for him. Couldn't believe it. Did not know that. After all these years of racing, he clinches finally his first Nitro Championship. In Pro Stock, the event was won in Pomona by Greg Anderson. Your champ for the year is Jason Line. Pro Stock Motorcycle was won yesterday by Matt Smith. The champ for the year, Jerry Savoie. Interesting tidbit here. He never led the championship standings until yesterday. Big hat tip to Jerry Savoie for his title. And February 12th will be here soon enough. All that is till the NHRA opener for 2017. Look at the calendar on November 14th for this year, and I'm thinking, wow, February 12th, that doesn't seem so far off. Believe me, if you are working in a race shop, it ain't that far off. It's pretty close. They got a lot of hours and a lot of work to put in. The USAC Sprints, as I dash on over to short track racing, they were also out west at the Budweiser Oval Nationals, which ran Thursday through Saturday last week in Paris, California. Thursday's feature was won by Chad Bowes. Plug. On Friday, Dave Darland won night two, and Saturday night, the big finale for the weekend, Damian Gardner won the 40-lap A Main and a very cool $25,000 for crossing under the checkered flag first. The Cars Tour wound up their title yesterday at the Southern National Speedway here in North Carolina. Excuse me, I believe this race was Saturday. My apologies. Rafael Lessard won the super late model race, and he also clinched the championship for the year, while Josh Berry won the late model stock car race as Deke McCaskill clinched the driver's title. In the big short track race, the Governor's Cup 200 was held yesterday afternoon at New Smyrna Beach, Florida. 200 laps for the super late models was won by Ty Majeski, and Saturday's preliminary race, the pro late model 100-lap feature, was won by Daniel Keene Jr. Let's hop on over to our talking points for the week. I want to start out with Racers Reunion, our home network here. Started with reminiscing, remembering, and not letting go to waste the history of stock car racing. Well, one of our members, Jack Johnson, don't know if he's any relation to the famous orange number 12A up in New York, but Jack Johnson is looking for photos or video of the 1991 Goodies 300 at Daytona, in particular the first lap pileup. He had been instant messaging with Jeff Gilder in the Racers Reunion chat room. We found some coverage of the 1990 Goodies 300 as well as the 1992 Goodies 300, kind of danced around the year he was looking for. So he's looking for something, a 1991, the first lap pileup at the Daytona Goodies 300. So hop on over to racersreunion.com if you've got some photos or some video to share. Make sure you give proper credit. If there's any copyright, all that, make sure everybody has what they need. But if you'd like to put it up or message our member, Jack Johnson, hey, we're trying to help him out. He's looking for some photo or some video. Nothing like helping out a guy looking for some history of stock car racing, which is how all of this began here with our network with Racers Reunion. All right. Several things caught my eye over the weekend as I checked out the auto racing world. want to start with Formula One, since Brazil and Leo are getting so much attention today. I know we've got a pretty good audience down there as well in South America. The race in Brazil, I thought, was fantastic, if you did not catch this one. A little rain delay pushed it into later on in the afternoon on NBC and SN yesterday. So it ended really shortly before the NASCAR Sprint Cup race took the green flag on NBC. What jumped off the screen to me was this incredible drive by Max Verstappen. He made a late pit stop, obviously changed tires on the car to wets as the rain poured down yesterday, delayed the start of the race, was pretty heavy throughout the event as well. And I got the numbers here. In 17 laps, he made up 11 spots. He went from 14th to 3rd after a late race pit stop. I don't know how much embellishing I'm doing or exaggerating if I said this was one of the great drives of all time. I don't know, but it was one of the great drives that I have absolutely seen from anyone in Formula One racing. As NBCNN went to the in-car shots over the driver's head, behind the cockpit, the spray that was coming off these cars as they raced in the rain, visibility was darn near zero. It was barely dry enough for them to drive. It was just good enough for them not to red flag the race. They did for a little while, and they finished the race just barely under the time limit that was allowed for it. But during the race, they were allowed to race in the very, very wet conditions. I swear, if this thing had gotten any wetter, any more damp, the rain had fallen any harder, you would have had to stop the race and just wait it out. But these guys went, they raced, amazing shots. I don't know how these guys did that. I think Formula One, heck, auto racing in general, hard enough in ideal conditions. They had monsoon, heavy rain conditions to deal with yesterday, and Verstappen put on a driving clinic. All the guys did great. I thought it was fantastic. First caught my eye as the cameras were watching him file through the field is this sideways near drive. If you're watching on television, he'd move my chair. He really had this thing on a straightaway. The wheel cranked to the right as he brought it back in the rain. Should have crashed. Should have totaled the car. Should have wiped it right out. Did not. Kept it straight. Saved it. Kept going down the straightaway. Fantastic drive by this guy. He's 18, 19 years old, whatever he is, something like that. And then he had this late race battle with Sergio Perez to get on the podium, the final spot. He just barely elbows his way past there. There wasn't dirty driving, didn't shove him off the road, didn't punt him, wasn't banging fenders. Open wheel cars in the rain, Verstappen put on a fantastic driving clinic. I don't believe he's 20 years old yet. Mark it down. I'm looking at the date, November 14th, 2016. Patrick Reynolds is saying on the air, Max Verstappen, one of the greats that we're going to deal with in the next couple of decades here in Formula One. He's your next Nico Rosberg. He is your next Lewis Hamilton. You know, when Sebastian Vettel and the guys that are getting along finally retire, who's going to be there to take over them? Max Verstappen will be a world champion and a big winner in Formula One with the driving talent as he has. Speaking of retirement, Felipe Massa bowed out of his home country yesterday. This is his final year in Formula One racing, and he is a native Brazilian. Yesterday was his final race in his home country. The tour has one more race to go. Fortunately, over Thanksgiving weekend, so we have auto racing on TV over Thanksgiving weekend. Thank you, F1. I love this. Anyway, Felipe Massa did crash out yesterday. I talked to you about this brilliant driving by Verstappen. Massa, a great driver. The rain did get the better of him. He wound up crashing his car in the wall about midway through the race, a little past midway. Got out of the car bad enough where they brought out the safety car, had a pace car file the field around Interlagos as they cleaned up from the debris and the wreck from Massa. And he got out of his car, waved to the crowd, walked back. And when he got back to pit road as the race was under caution, this is a scene reminiscent of me of the 1998 Daytona 500. We all remember that when Earnhardt got his much-awaited victory. Dale Earnhardt goes under the checkered flag, comes back to pit road, every member of every other team is waiting on that pit road to high five Big E as he finally won the Daytona 500. A similar situation yesterday. Felipe Massa, so well respected in Formula One, as he walked down pit road in Brazil, his home country, the final time he would race there. He was embraced first by his wife and their young child. He shed some tears, cried, embraced her. The emotion got the better of him, and he walked down the paddock. All the other crew members, all the other teammates during the race, shaking his hand, paying respect to Felipe Massa. The last time I saw something like that, it reminded me clearly of the 98 Daytona 500. Wonderful day. Sorry he crashed, that he couldn't end the race with a better situation. But when we all remember Dale Earnhardt finally won that Daytona 500, the emotion, the camaraderie amongst auto racing was absolutely present. If you want to look up Felipe Massa's crash and walk back to the paddock yesterday in Brazil, it was very similar to Earnhardt and the 1998 Daytona 500. Where does that leave us with the world championship? Nico Rosberg is now 12 points ahead of Lewis Hamilton for the world championship. There are double points in Abu Dhabi in a couple of weeks here. That will be November 27th. If look at the numbers here. If Rosberg finishes on the podium in Abu Dhabi, he will be world champion regardless of where Hamilton finishes. But it is a race. It's a double point event. It pays 25 points to win your everyday Grand Prix. This pays 50 to win, and there's a drop from there. So with only a 12-point gap there, Rosberg can't just mail it in. He's got a race for it. Top 10 receive points. Good. Football has no interest to me, but I'm all about some auto racing on Thanksgiving weekend. Caught a glimpse yesterday, actually, of Esteban Gutierrez as we keep an eye on the Haas F1 team here, an American racing team in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Speaking of Dale Earnhardt in his hometown, Gene Haas owns that. Esteban Gutierrez had an electrical problem yesterday and threw in his gloves, and the scene was captured with the NBC cameras. The general manager for that team, Gunther Steiner, had some words with him as the two of them kind of exchanged some words, some eyebrows and whatnot on pit road yesterday in Brazil. I worked with Gunther Steiner at the Red Bull NASCAR team several years ago, as he was imported in to be the general manager of that operation. So good to see Gunther. Looked like he was doing well, other than Gutierrez being mad that the car had electrical problems in the water. And with the win yesterday, let's button this one up here. Lewis Hamilton takes sole control of second place on the all-time Formula One win list with 52 race wins. Alain Prost is now third for you keeping score. Michael Schumacher leads the ranking with 91 career total Formula One wins. NASCAR Sprint Cup, we talked about, was in Phoenix, Arizona over the weekend as they ran their final race to send their championship four to Miami. This is not just Sprint Cup anymore, but in Xfinity and trucks. A big sigh right here, as it seems like I like to talk about new things every week, and I just generally have a weekly bitch and bash session about this chase. Now, I will say this. The chase, I want to say this carefully. I want to choose my words here carefully. Watching Phoenix over the weekend in all three divisions, how they determine their four chase drivers heading to Miami for the championship, the chase kept my interest. It did keep my interest. I was interested in who was in and who was out. I wanted to follow it. I wanted to watch it. I wanted to see it happen. I still don't care. I was interested, but I don't care. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? There's no passion here. I feel like I'm force-fed artificial excitement from NASCAR. I cannot get into this. Yeah, we've got four guys in all three series, and it's this big showdown down in Miami. I got it. I found it interesting as eight drivers went to Phoenix in each division. Four were eliminated. Four were knocked out. I got it. I followed it. I was interested in what happened, but I just didn't care. I just didn't care then. I don't care now. I didn't care in 2004. I did care when Matt Kenseth sewed it up in Rockingham and not the final race of the season, and I thought he earned it. Good for Matt Kenseth. Wish we could bring that back. And I certainly want to talk about Alex Bowman as another driver. I spent some time with Max Verstappen a few moments ago. Young guy had the drive of his life. Alex Bowman has another guy had the drive of his life yesterday in Phoenix. On Friday, he won the pole as he substituted for Dale Earnhardt Jr. With his concussion syndromes. And then he led the most laps at Phoenix. A late caution kind of changed the situation for him. He had the looked to have the winning car, drove a brilliant race. He got shuffled back with a late caution, and some guys took two tires, some guys took four, so he lost track position. And those that watched the race saw that late race restart. He did not get off. Bowman did not get off to a very good start. Kyle Busch from fifth or seventh, wherever he was running, got a run on him down low. Bowman moved over to the inside of the track to block Kyle. Kyle bumped Bowman in the rear. That sent everybody in there much faster and much lower into turn one that they wanted. Matt Kenseth obeyed his spotter. Spotter told him he was clear. Came down. Alex Bowman had two left wheels against the pit wall. Matt Kenseth came across Bowman's nose. Kenseth wound up wrecking himself and damaging the right front of Bowman's car. Without that damage on the right front, Bowman was absolutely 100% a threat to win this race. Very well could have. That wreck put him back in the pack a little bit. He did recover, wound up in sixth position. Brilliant drive by Alex Bowman yesterday. Him and Verstappen caught my eye yesterday as the driver. If I had an award, if we had a plaque here, that'd be cool. Drivers of the Week. Remember when Motor Week Illustrated used to do that? The Driver of the Week? I thought that it'd be between Verstappen and Bowman to me. What a great run. I said Verstappen's got all that potential for championships and wins. Got to say the same for Bowman. Verstappen is in a very good position with Red Bull. Bowman, I'm not sure, with Dale Earnhardt Jr. being an unknown at this moment, but there's got to be plenty of people waiting in the wings to put him in one of their cars. If they're not, they're foolish. Bowman, absolutely a future superstar of the Sprint Cup Series. Everyone in between our broadcast, please keep up on the world of auto racing with SpeedwayReport.com. Our Speedway Report TV replays are now posted on there. Like I said, if you're watching us live, you can also go to the top ribbon, click on the TV button, and you can rewatch tonight's show as well as our past shows. And we've also got great things to read. We've got columnists Vicky Miller, Steve Zonger, Paul Bluffus, and myself. So you've got Auto Racing TV, Auto Racing Radio, and Auto Racing Stories to read. Everything is right there for you on SpeedwayReport.com. Big thanks to Jeff Gilder, ZRN, and Racers Reunion for the production work tonight. You can hear more from Jeff and our Racers Reunion family tomorrow, Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Racing Through History. We lovingly call it the Goat Rodeo. And don't forget, Free Pennington with Making an Impact kicks off tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I want to thank all of the military, past and present, for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans in our daily life, including the simple things like bench racing right here every Monday. Freedom is not free, and a veteran paid that bill for us. To all of the men and women who are defending freedom and watching Racers Reunion, take care of yourselves and come home soon. And a special salute to the teachers, school staff, firefighters, police officers, and paramedics in our own communities. They are quiet and modest heroes every single day. God bless and thank you. You have been watching and listening to Speedway Report. Speedway Report from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. Produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. But don't go anywhere, because BP, JB, and BS are coming right up at the top of the hour with Racing and Rocking with DragList.com. A reminder, please like our Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds. You can follow me on Twitter at Speedway Pat. The show is at Speedway Report. For Jeff Gilder, I'm Patrick Reynolds. We will be back in 1 week and have results from the NASCAR National Championships in Miami, racing's hot topics, and see if we can catch a short track race or two. Thank you all for joining us on Racers Reunion, Facebook Live, and SpeedwayReport.com. Good night, everybody.
Hi, my name is Melissa Rogers. I'm 10 years old. When I was only 8,